So I got the flu, so I ain't gonna talk long, but I wanted to record this while I'm thinking about it. You know, I had the opportunity the last 3 months to deal with a narc, kind of a, you know, not close, but just close enough to see some patterns. And one of the secrets of overcoming a narc is playing the long game. That's why I said that a couple months ago, play the long game. Because people are going to tell you what you want to hear, you know. Most narcs are really kind of dumb. They're really kind of dumb. Most of the witches are kind of dumb. They're just really dumb. The reason they go into witchcraft is because they are so dumb. I'm just being real. They think that they can cast a spell, or they can do some tarot cards, see the future, stuff like that. The future is already now. Want to see your future is how you're acting now. If you are acting wisely now, it'll multiply in the future. If you're skilled, if you learn a trade, it'll be multiplied. What happens with the narc? They're spiraling downward because of their whole core being is just witchy, demonic, evil. And so their secret is to vampire off other people. And so as they're spiraling down, they know they're going to cause a curse on this other person, and they're vampiring on this other person. So that person's going to spiral down with them. So they're always going to have another supply that they can run back to, you know. Or they'll create a new supply that they can run to. And every time they move to the new supply, they badmouth the other one. Doesn't matter if it's their parents, doesn't matter if there's their spouse, their ex-boyfriend, or whatever it is. They're always the victim, you know. And it's always everybody else's fault. They're not introspective. You'll never hear them say, if they do say something, it's just because they want you to. They want to tell you what you want to hear. If you say, well, have you learned any lessons? In their mind, that's a sign that they gotta mirror back what you want, you know. Yeah, I learned a lesson. What lessons you learn? Usually they don't have an answer, but if you give them a hint, they'll say, yeah, that's what I learned. They really don't have. They're kind of dumb. They're just really dumb. Every narcissist I've ever met is just kind of dumb. Really. And they're stuck in the cycle repeat. They all lie, and they can't remember. They've told so many lies to everybody, they can't even remember the lie they told you. And so they have to get in fast. They know that their character is messed up. So this is the secret. If you play the long game for 90 days or whatever, and you hold up the boundaries for 90 days, they won't get in if they're narcissists, because they always contradict themselves and destroy themselves. You protect your assets, you protect your emotions, will, intellect, your spiritual calling. See, the demon in them wants to take away your spiritual calling. That's the sad part about it all. That we think it's an attack on us, but it's actually an attack on God and His kingdom and His people. Because if they can take away your calling, try to get you mixed up with their insanity, then you feel guilty because you got mixed up with somebody you shouldn't be mixed up with, and you say, "Well, I made a mistake. I can't be teaching nothing." So by setting your boundaries, not only are you protecting yourself, you're protecting others who need to hear what you have to say when it comes to God's calling in your life. It's not just about you. See, everything regarding them is all about me. It's all about me, 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 me. And when you realize it's not about me, it's about other people and God's kingdom and God's goal for you, God's goal, role, scroll, the script, whatever you want to call it, then you don't let them in because it's not about you. All they can think about is that next beer, that next escapade, that next cigarette, that next toke. That's all they think about. They don't think about down the road. It's just this next gratification thing. They don't plan ahead at all. They live a life of self-gratification. And you are a target. It's like another video. They'll throw the leg or the feet or the arm or the hair or the neck or whatever, or the opportunity, the money, the image, the whatever it is, the fake show out there to draw you in. And you have to go back to the basics. Everybody is a clay vessel from the dirt. You can't be worshiping no person. And that's the problem. They want to be worshiped.